Dynamo, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. It's pretty cool to speak to you, and you're all the way in Ireland at the moment. You've been doing a few dates at the Odyssey Arena, haven't you?
Yeah, the SSE, I think it's called now. But it's pretty awesome crowd over here. And I'm looking forward, actually, to getting back to doing shows in my hometown, well, next to my hometown in Leeds. You know, I'm from Bradford, so, you know, it's always good to come back there doing extra shows now.
Yeah, just a couple of miles up the road, really, isn't it? Just a few junctions on the M62.
Yeah.
Always nice to get back in. You're going to be at the Fest Direct Arena, of course, aren't you, on the 23rd of March. This show, I've heard a few people who've been to see you already, and their jaws are generally on the floor throughout the entire night.
Yeah. It's quite crazy. I mean, because I already came to Leeds, and I did five nights there and six shows, including a matinee performance. But the demand's been so phenomenal that we're actually coming back. I'm going back to Manchester as well, doing Manchester Arena, which initially I did Manchester Apollo, so it just keeps going and going. It was only ever supposed to be a 10-day tour, and now I did my 92nd show last night.
Oh, my
word.
And
by the time I get to Leeds, I'll have done over 100 shows of this tour.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Did you ever think, though, after doing this, sort of setting out and thinking, right, I've got 10 dates here, this is going to be all right, and then the manager turns up and is like, right, actually, we've got a few additions we want you to just stick on, and then gives you, like, four sheets of A4?
I've just started hiding from him, basically. He keeps asking, every time he's like, so, D, do you want to... Nope, it's fine. Don't have to do any more. No, I mean, I'm loving it. Like, it's quite crazy because I never would have imagined that I would enjoy being on stage as much as I am doing, because I've never been like a stage performer or a stage school kid. It's not really been the sort of thing I've ever had a dream to do, but I had to kind of challenge myself to try and take my magic in a new direction, and obviously the stage was something that was a new place for me to go, and it would allow so many people to come and watch magic, you know, because everyone has watched the TV shows for years, and you know, everyone wanted to see me do magic live, but I couldn't do street magic to every single person I ever meet, so I figured I needed to create a big show. And now I'm loving it. You know, it's mad to think over the last 6 months, over 300,000 people have been to venues to see a magic show. And they go to venues that normally they go and see, you know, like rock bands like Kasabian and Arctic Monkeys and pop artists like, you know, Taylor Swift and One Direction, Little Mix, that sort of thing. So it's crazy that they're coming to see magic. And, you know, it's just mad that if me, a lad from Bradford, can achieve this, then anything's possible.
Exactly. You know, it's incredible, isn't it, to be able to see your growth over the past few years. And like you said, when you go out there and you do the street magic, it's great because you'll be able to do this and see it on TV, but then as soon as somebody watches that on TV, and I've had the same reaction when I've watched your show, I want to see that right in front of my face. So you want to see that live, don't you?
Yeah. And that is the thing. And even the people who have been sceptical of any of the TV stuff or any of my previous work, you know, this is an opportunity for them to come out and witness it firsthand and, you know, see for themselves, because the show is called Seeing is Believing, and, you know, that's what I want to achieve when people come to see it. I hope they leave believing.
And you know what? When I look at your career and what you've done, and you can compare it to so many other people who are very, very similar, if you Google your name, you are, you know, linked with so many other magicians in the same vein, really. You know, people also search for us. You look on Google now, David Blaine, Chris Angel, David Copperfield, Derren Bryan, Harry Houdini. Harry Houdini is in the same search engine as you. I mean, that is pretty amazing, isn't it, to kind of have those people connected with you.
Yeah, no, it's mental. I mean, these are people that, you know, obviously I've looked up to over the years and taken inspiration from. And, you know, like, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, some of these people I call my friends now as well. Do you know what I mean? I get phone calls from these guys, you know, asking how the tour's going and giving me advice and stuff. So to kind of, you know, like, that's the thing, really. In 100 years from now, when I'm not here anymore, I want, you know, when people think of the word magic, they think of the name Dynamo, in the same way that we think of Houdini. Houdini's still synonymous with magic and with escapology. You know, I want Dynamo to be able to live on and be as, you know, even half as big as, you know, what Houdini would be. I'd be happy.
That'd be incredible, wouldn't it, to have that kind of recognition? It'd be amazing. Yeah. And obviously, yeah, if you look back at your career, I mean, how many times have you been asked, like, oh, how did you get into magic? I'm not going to ask you that. That's pointless. I think we all know you've answered that a million and one times. I remember, there's two things when it comes to magic that I remember. I remember going to Blackpool with my parents, and I went in this sort of really old, dusty magic shop, you know, with like, all the old school posters and all that kind of stuff, and those kind of things there, and just seeing that. And despite it being a little bit...
Magic, I think it was called.
That might have been it, you know. I bet that was it.
By Mark Mason.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like, you know, because I was quite young, it was quite intimidating at the time, you know, but when you're going in there, there's sort of this older, dusty shop and you're looking at it. But then you realise just what an amazing world you're stepping into. And then the sort of more, I wouldn't say showbiz at your end, but I remember going to Hamley's in that fancy London.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember seeing Paul Zennon doing tricks in the shop. And that was it. You know, I bought my first magic set when I was there. And it was just incredible to get into it and do that kind of stuff and to see it all. And again, see it in front of your face,
you know,
it helps.
You could get your own Dynamo Magic kit now. I've got my own magic kit, which is quite crazy. But it's not like your old school kit. It's kind of all modern magic, you know, sort of things you see me do on TV, like tying your shoelaces without touching them, cutting and restoring your headphones from your, you know, from your Walkman, like mind reading stuff. It's pretty cool. I've been doing a lot of demonstrations of that on my tour as well, and like I keep getting videos sent to me on Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that of kids and people, you know, even grown-ups, you know, doing magic, but they've learned from the Dynamo Magic kit.
See, that was one of the next things I was going to ask you, because this kit, which I've seen, it looks incredible. And obviously, like you said, you're seeing people send this back to you. I mean, that must be the advantage of social media, looking at your Twitter as well. And you know, to see people do something that you've put out there and send it to you, and just to kind of have that little influence of them, it must just make you smile every day to see it.
Yeah, it's insane, you know. And like I said, my main thing for everything, for my whole career, is to inspire other people. You know, I came from humble beginnings with, you know, with not many opportunities, really. And, you know, I didn't necessarily choose the easiest path of becoming a magician, you know, as a job. There's far easier ways to make a living. But against adversities, you know, I've managed to achieve so much more than I ever would have imagined. So, like I say, if I can do this, if this is an inspiration for anybody to try and, you know, get out there and achieve their dreams, then I don't know what is.
I'll tell you what I did love when I was watching your show, and, you know, you always going to see your nan. That was amazing, that.
Well,
I loved it.
Cameo in the show.
Oh, brilliant.
She's on stage every night, wowing the 5,000 people at the same time.
Oh, that's incredible. It's so great that you're still so, you know, obviously very tight with your family, and bringing them into the show is absolutely wonderful to see that. And you know what? As soon as you get into Leeds, I cannot wait to get down to the First Direct Arena to come and check out what you got there. I mean, just thinking about your career as well, obviously you look at the people like we mentioned, David Blaine and people like that, and he did quite a lot of high-profile stunts, really, didn't he? I know you've done a few things yourself, but do you see yourself doing a few more of those kind of things in the future? Obviously not like sitting in a glass box for 3 days or something, but...
There's always other things I want to do, but it's getting trickier because I'm running out of landmarks. You know,
yeah.
I walked across the River Thames, levitated above the Shard, walked down the side of the LA Times building, you know, levitated at Christ the Redeemer. I mean, I'm kind of running out of famous landmarks in the world to do something with. So I might have to create a whole Dynamo landmark.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Let's get that done. I'll tell you what, we should do that at Valley Parade. We should get it down there, shouldn't we, and get you do something at Valley Parade. That'd be ace.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to catch up with the Bantams at the minute? Are you still following them? Or
no, I mean, I try, but it's difficult when I'm on the move all the time. But you know, I keep in touch with a lot of the people back there, and you know, I try and get back when I can. I think one of the last things I filmed was actually at Valley Parade. I did a little sting for some sports show. So, and you know, I'm always representing Bradford when I can, and you know, I always talk about them when I go on Soccer AM and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just obviously unfortunate I can't get to watch the matches as much as I'd like to. But, you know, Bradford City for life.
I guess that's the sort of situation with touring, I guess, really, isn't it? And with your manager, you know, coming throwing all these dates at you, you're just wishing for a day off, then maybe you could get to a game.
Yeah.
Would be nice if you could actually do that. It'd be wonderful. So, obviously, you're coming to Leeds, what is it, 23rd of March, is it? You're back here?
I think it's 23rd and 24th. I think I'm doing a couple of nights, right?
Excellent. Yeah, that looks right to me. 23rd, 24th of March, get yourself down to the First Direct Arena and people can go and... Can they still find tickets now? I expect you'll be sold out.
I'm not sure. I know that they have been shown very, very, very quickly, but I'm sure we keep releasing extra seats, you know, and trying to get, you know, trying to make it available for as many people as possible.
Get as many people in that building as we can.
You know, check online, get on there quickly and find out. But yeah, hopefully there's some tickets left for some people to come.
Yeah, if you check out Dynamo's website, it's dynamomagician.com/tour. You'll find out all the details there. I mean, obviously, we were talking about these big stages. Did you ever kind of see it when you were looking at, like, you know, say the Manchester Apollo or something, that you'd be stood in an arena doing what you're doing?
Never in a million years. I mean, the whole concept of going on stage used to petrify me. You know, it's taken me this whole tour to really get used to being up there, and I'm still kind of finding my feet a little bit. But I'm at the point where I'm enjoying going on stage now, whereas initially, the first bunch of shows, I was petrified still and really nervous. But it's good. I mean, I feel like it's opened up my eyes a bit more for where I could take magic. Do you know what I mean? Like I feel that, you know, this is only the beginning. You know, I've enjoyed this tour far more than I expected to, and I'm just looking forward to doing many, many more.
And you've absolutely smashed it, man. It's been amazing. And are we going to see a new TV series soon? Are we seeing more DVDs, Blu-rays, that kind of stuff?
I definitely want to, you know, this tour finishes 2nd of April, so after that, I think, you know, there's so much demand for me to get back on TV and do more stuff, but I think it's only right that I kind of do, you know, bring some more magic to the television screens. But if you're missing it that much, you can catch me also on Saturdays on BBC One. They're replaying Series 2 of Magician Impossible. So yeah, check that out, 5:20, Saturdays, BBC One. If you're missing your fix of Dynamo on TV.
Oh, that's fantastic. And also, make sure you get yourself an holiday as well, mate. I think you deserve one, to be honest with you. Get yourself a nice break. Look, Dynamo, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
I'll catch you in the Leeds at the show.
Yes, catch you in Leeds, mate. Have a good one, man.
Bye. Bye.